Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
We're excited to have with us today on Connected, Pastor Richard Green from God's Ark of Safety Ministries.
Yes, sir.
And of course, that's right here in Frostburg, Maryland. Welcome, sir.
Yes, it's my joy to be with you. We've already been talking about great things the Lord has done, and I'm really excited already. He got me going.
Praise God.
Well, in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, it says, they overcame by the blood of the Lamb.
Yep.
Boy, do we ever need the blood.
No.
Yeah. And then it says, not only they overcome by the blood of the Lamb, but the word of their testimony.
That's right.
And they love not their lives even until death. And
yes.
And there is power in testimony. It raises
really
expectation for what God is going to do.
Yes, I've seen that time and time again.
Amen.
And I know the stories that I've told, they're not mine. I mean, they're so obvious that, hey, this guy can't be doing this. Somebody else is. Well, it is. It's God.
That's right.
And so when you get talking about God and what great things he has done, I forget where that scripture's at, but it says, tell what great things the Lord has done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can do because I'm just a little, I wouldn't say that word, but little peon. Why not? But see what great things God has done in our lives, Jim.
That's right. We're going to be talking about some of these awesome things after we break for a song. We'll be right back.
Majestic mountains, spoke the stars into space. He formed me and he loves me. I'm a child of his grace. There is no situation out of his reach. With one touch, my gentle Father overwhelms me with peace. I'm in good hands. I'm in good hands. I can trust the great physician and the wisdom of his plan. I don't have to know the answers. I don't have to understand. God is holding me securely, and I'm in good hands. I am afraid. He leads me and he keeps me. I am walking by faith. I still have his promise.
If life has you in a press, you're just one decision away from forging a victory.
We are never powerless. It may feel like all chips are stacked against us, or the doctor's report is horrible, doesn't seem like things are going to go right, or your marriage may look like it's on its last leg and you can't do anything to change your spouse. Everything is stacked up against that, and you may feel powerless, but you never are.
The Power of Choice with Amanda Kane and Tim Colasino. Our love gift to you in the month of August when you stand with He's Alive with a gift of $15 or more. Write to us, He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or give online at he'salive.net. The Power of Choice, victory, it's up to you.
Tim, it's a joy to have Pastor Richard Green. I've known him since 1981. That's a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we moved to this area back in 1981, okay. Pastor Richard Green was the first one that I met that was a pastor okay. in this area. And he came to introduce himself.
Praise God.
And we've built a relationship over the years and seen God do great things.
Oh, wow. And has God ever done great things through us? Through Dick Green's life, I'll tell you what. And before we came on air today, we were sitting here talking about some of those testimonies, talking about being in Russia, talking about going to China, and some other great nations, Ghana, over in Western Africa.
Right.
And you have spiritual sons and daughters all over the world, sir.
I guess I do. It seems like it. Keep getting reports from these people, and they're people that I've met, you know, as I've gone across the world sharing this end-time message that God has given me to rebuild the ark, although I'm not rebuilding it. He is.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get this one straight.
Uh-huh.
I am not building this ark here in Frostburg, Maryland. God is.
Uh-huh.
G-O-D is his name, God. And if he desires to go slow, which it seems like it is, then it's going to go slow. If he desires going to go fast, then he will see that it'll go fast.
That's
by
right.
providing.
Mm-hmm.
But, Tim, you know, I knew before I ever yielded to this vision that I was going to be called crazy, everything you can think that Noah was called. I knew that I was going to be called because the Bible says it will be just like in the days of Noah. So they were calling him all kinds of weirdo names. We know that. Anytime you do something crazy for God, they're going to call you crazy. Anyway, it's just been beautiful to watch and see what great things the Lord has done, whether it's been in China, whether Russia, whether when I was in my first time, it was in Zimbabwe, Africa.
Wow.
My first trip there, God said, Richard, go to Africa with this message. And I called my travel agent in Hagerstown. I said, Mr. Richards, God has told me to go to Africa. And he said, okay, I'll just keep myself in prayer about it. I said, that's wonderful because I don't know where to go. Well, lo and behold, God knows where he wants you. And a few weeks later, I had been, this man called me and he said, Pastor, come and share this message with our people here in Harare, Zimbabwe, Africa. And I said, I'll sir, you know, maybe someday I can come. Well, 8 years later.
8 years.
8 years, God said, go. And so, lo and behold, for the last 8 years, this Alistair had been calling me and inviting me, and I kept telling him, when God tells me, I'll be there. And so my travel agent called me 8 years later, and he said, Dick, do you you did say you felt led to go to Africa, didn't you? I said, yes, sir. He said, well, I work with Swiss Airlines here in Washington. And he said, Swiss Airlines are inaugurating a new air flight in Harare, Zimbabwe, Africa. And they want to take a guest on their inaugural flight. And if you'd like to go to Africa, I got a free round trip ticket for you to Africa. I said, well, Art, I only know one person in the whole continent of Africa, and that's in Harare, Zimbabwe, Africa.
Just happened to be.
Just happened to be. And so I called Alistair, And I said, Alistair, I got a free round trip ticket to your town, and I'll be there in a couple of weeks. But that was a man that knocked at my door. He and his wife one day knocked at our front door, and he said, Pastor, I'm Alistair Bradley, and I'd like to be a missionary in Africa. And would you pray with me? And I said, I will. You come in here. And so he did. We did. And then God said, support him. Uh-huh. So I'd been supporting Lottie and I, this man and his wife, in Harare, Zimbabwe, Africa.
Look at
He'd
God.
Been asking me for 8 years, please come and share this message. Now I got a free trip to Harare, Zimbabwe, Africa. And I shared in that communist country for the first time in a communist country I was. And I told them the message, the vision of the ark. And by the way, I did a radio interview, a television interview, and the newspaper interview, man, communist country, they control everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, newspapers and radios, the government did, communists. And so when I did the newspaper interview, the Holy Spirit said, Richard, give him the plan of salvation. So I'm interviewing with this reporter from Harare, and so I started giving him the plan of salvation right there in that office. And he refused to invite Christ into his life. But if he didn't do the better than that, his whole story on the front page of that communist newspaper was a story that I told him about the ark and why God was building it. So on the front page of a communist newspaper.
Praise
And that
God.
Was the only newspaper in the whole country. And there it went.
And the gospel got into Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe.
And you have story after story where God supernaturally got you to certain places, made the right contacts.
Absolutely.
And as a result, souls are in the kingdom of God today. That would have been, many would be in hell today if it hadn't for that message going out.
Yeah, my goodness. Hold my horse while I shout.
Go ahead, brother. I've been shouting in my breath.
You know, I had an opportunity to go to Zimbabwe a couple of years ago, and there was a interview set up with the president of that country, and of course that got canceled because of the the dictatorship that was going on in the presidency at that time, and the being a tyrant.
Oh, boy.
The truth is truth. And someone said, well, you might have your head sent back on a platter.
Yeah.
You know, airmail.
Yeah.
So I said, well, I'm just, okay. So the trip got canceled. God wanted me to go to Africa. And 3 months later, I was in Cape Town, South Africa.
Right.
When God wants you to go, he'll open the door.
He will open the door.
There was an old song we used to sing, remember, God will make a way when there seems to be no way.
Yes, sir.
And God will make a way for those that are listening right now.
Absolutely.
There are preachers that feel that their ministry is over or they feel like that they're not being productive and what's the use? God will make a way.
That's
we just have to remain faithful.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we will be right back and pray.
This is about it. And this is the blood. Broken and for all of us, and in this communion, we share in his love. This is the body, and this is the blood. I hunger and thirst for your love. Come feel
is the blood.
Tim, we're going to the Lord in prayer, and Pastor Green is with us. The same God that made a way, a free trip to Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. same God can answer prayer today.
Yes, when the Holy Spirit says it's expedient for you or it's a must for you,
yes.
that you go to Bithynia or that you go to Asia or mm-hmm. that you go to Africa or mm-hmm. wherever, to the islands of the sea,
right.
God will make a way where there is no way.
That's beautiful.
And now we're going to go to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. Father God, it's just three of your little peons. We don't feel gifted and talented like Billy Graham does and Oral Roberts did. And gee, but we're your children, and we can do something. We can pray today, Lord, and you can take our prayers, as minute as they are. You can take these prayers and touch someone's life. Just like someone picked up that track of mine there in Ghana, West Africa. That's where it was. He picked up that piece of paper, and he read that track, and he prayed that sinner's prayer in that track of mine. And he wrote to me and said that he had prayed a prayer to receive Christ into his life from this little piece of paper. And now he's serving the Lord in a church there called Word of Life Fellowship, I believe. And it's a church that we planted from a crusade that we had held there. And I left several of our little tracks with the workers there. So, God, if you can take a track and a piece of paper and touch someone's heart and life, you can take our meager little prayer and touch someone that's listening from Zimbabwe to Ghana to China and Israel. Lord, it's just been amazing to see how you've touched people when we prayed. So, Lord, there's people right now that need a touch from the Master's hand. And so, Lord, we're praying together and believing for miracles to happen all across the world right now as we pray and believe. Lord, you know I've been praying a lot lately that I tell people I'm pregnant. And, Lord, you and I know that I mean that I'm expecting a miracle, not a baby, but a miracle. And there could be that very person that's listening today that's going to receive that miracle that I've been praying about for some time. So I thank you, I praise you, I bless you, and we honor you today for a miracle for someone with a back problem, mm-hmm. for someone right now with a kidney problem, for someone right now, Lord Jesus, their hands and their feet are hurting. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, be healed, sir. Be healed, ma'am. Be healed, teenager, of that drug addiction. Mm-hmm. Be healed right now, yes, in the God. Name of Jesus. Jesus. Neuropathy, be gone in the name of Jesus, yes. of Nazareth.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Father, for touching those people with neuropathy out there, with diabetes out there. Father God, you created those people. You created those blood vessels and veins and arteries. And so those that are out of work or out of whatever is needed there, I'm speaking the blood of Jesus to flow through those people today. Today be healed, sir. Today be healed, ma'am. Today, those that are listening to us as we share what great things the Lord has done. Lord, I just believe that people are going to call and tell Sharon and Tim what great things you have done today in their lives from our prayers here today. Whew, glory, yes. Father, praise you God. Are able to do exceedingly, abundantly more than we can ask or think of. So, Lord, I'm believing for great things to come from this program today and forevermore. Hallelujah.
Praise
Thank you,
God.
Lord. And we praise you, Father.
Praise
You're
God.
So good. In Jesus' name.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's been good, Tim.
Mm. It's always been great.
Amen. See what great things God has done, Tim.
Yes, yes.
Glory.
Praise
good
God.
Good thing that there's nails in those things up here on them. I'd blow them off.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.